Good Monday morning. Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this program, and I'm pleased to present three winners of the Huntsville Literary Association's Young Writers Contest. Each of these three poets will delight you, as they have me, I'm sure. We'll begin with Alice Zoe, a third grader at Horizon Elementary School in Madison. Alice loves reading and thanks her second grade teacher, Caroline Spear, for inspiring that passion.
I wonder if I could pass that test, so I must see what I can do and try my best. I wonder if I could shine as bright as a star. My courage and ambition will take me far. I wonder if I could soar in the sky. I'll jump and take a chance, for a chance I cannot deny. I wonder if I could meet a wizard and cast a spell, magically making a lizard return to life. I'm sure I can do well. All these things are things I wonder about, but I must find the courage and just give it a shout. So I will try if I can make it all come true, and I will let you know if I believe in me and you.
Our next poet, Zaina Kilidar, is a fifth grader at Midtown Elementary in Madison. She loves to draw and read and was introduced to her favorite author, Maliha Siddiqui, at her school's book fair. Here's Zaina's poem called Inspiring Women.
Malala Yousafzai fought for women's rights. For their education, she even got shot but kept up the fight. Mae Jemison, first black woman to go to space. She faced a lot of difficulties and many because of her race. Katherine Johnson saved Apollo 13. She loved learning, and on mathematics she was quite keen. Frida Kahlo, known for her mesmerizing art, beautiful and lovely paintings created from the heart. Susan B. Anthony stood for women's right to vote. She was amazing and brave. Also, she had many great books that she wrote. Helen Keller was deaf and blind. She mastered finger writing and braille and had a brilliant sharp mind. Venus and Serena Williams running left and right, athletic tennis stars hitting the ball with all their might. Jane Goodall, a groundbreaking primatologist. She won many awards, also an accomplished anthropologist. Paving the path, leading others, and lighting the way. These amazing women inspire us each and every single day. Oprah Winfrey, Marie Curie, Sacagawea, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Harriet Tubman, Amelia Earhart, Bessie Coleman, Maya Angelou, and more. We can change the world like them, accomplishing goals, taking big strides, helping the world, inspiring others, reaching new heights.
Our final poet, Jillian Naylor, placed first in the Senior Poetry Division of the Young Writers Contest. Jillian graduated from Lee High School this past spring and has headed off to the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa to study creative writing and editing. Here's Jillian's poem called About a Staring Contest.
You are the proud destroyer of every silence you have ever encountered. Voice that echoes with a whisper alone. Lips that make every word blend together in lost S sounds and stretched vowels, mouth that twists down indelicately at the sides, uncareful in emotion, driven chest first into every room. And if you were to ask me why I love you, I'm not sure I could say. It is illogical, really, and for once, the reason escapes me. It is more a matter of time, of timing. Finding you now and loving you and praying it is right, and how could you be wrong? Your heedless hands on my wrists, the pulse beating beneath the skin. I don't normally see you from this angle, and I cannot say what it is. Something beautiful, delicate. The way that even when your head is tilted down, you look like you are looking up, something in those eyes. High cant and illuminated like little stars on either side of your nose. I've never had something so beautiful that is mine to know. Will you leave the silence untouched, if only just for a moment? Will you hear my pulse as I reach and rest my palm into the sharp slant of your jaw, like sliding in the last piece of a long unfinished puzzle? Gaze downwards like you're looking up, like I am something worth seeing.
We are so proud to present Alice, Zaina, and Jillian, all winners of the Huntsville Literary Association's Young Writers Contest, here on the Sundial Writers Corner. You can hear their poems again by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on Sundial under the Shows and Podcast tab. You'll find all the past Sundial stories and poems there. And we'll bring you another new edition of the Sundial Writers' Corner next Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.